This is GSG, Geek Survival Guide, Episode 5, for September 12, 2006, Giant Japanese Rubbery Monsters. This episode is dedicated to Roland Emmerich and Dean Devlin for a brave attempt gone horribly, horribly wrong. This is GSG, Geek Survival Guide, your home for survival tips you'll probably never need. Remember, if you're a researcher investigating strange earthquakes and other mysterious happenings, if you're an elementary school child who loves monsters and is picked on by bullies, or if you're a 3-inch-high Pacific Islander, this is not the podcast for you. This is the podcast for office workers, low-ranking military personnel, and basically everyone else. That's right, today we discuss surviving giant, rubbery Japanese monsters, otherwise known as Daikaiju. First, we have to speak a little about Daikaiju, their origins, and their goals. Daikaiju typically are hyper-evolved forms of prehistoric beasts. They are either awakened or mutated by man's manipulation of the atom. These giant creatures then stalk the land, laying waste to their surroundings and battling each other. Note, most Daikaiju are not interested in eating human beings. They're just interested in tearing down our structures, such as apartment buildings, shopping malls, historical landmarks, and in particular our industrial parks, chemical plants, and, most particularly, our nuclear reactors. Daikaiju almost universally hate nuclear reactors. Daikaiju also almost always appear in groups. Occasionally, only two will appear, but more often you will see at least four in any kind of monster outbreak. With this in mind, we can begin to formulate a procedure for surviving a monster attack. The first thing you want to do is survey your surroundings, and you'll want to do that today. Are you living near any of the following, such as a large industrial complex, particularly various types of petroleum and chemical refineries? Are you living near a large historical landmark, along the lines of, say, a large red tower of some sort? Are you anywhere near a nuclear power plant? If the answer to any of the above is yes, judge the proximity of your home to said monster-baiting edifice. Are you within, say, a 15-mile radius of said monster attractant? If so, you may want to consider moving. If not, you will still want to conduct the following analysis. Typically, most Daikaiju will come from the general direction of the ocean. Therefore, it would be imprudent to place your home and its attendant survival bunker along the most direct line between the ocean and, say, your local nuclear power plant. Occasionally, you will find some ground-traveling Daikaiju. These creatures may be burrowers in nature, and will typically come from deep in the interior of the region. Therefore, it would also be imprudent to place your survival bunker between, say, the interior of your landmass and a chemical refinery near the seashore. The key word for surviving Daikaiju is perpendicular. As shown in the handy graphic that will be accompanying this podcast and featured at the show notes page, your risk of being stepped on by a rampaging Japanese monster goes down as you get further from the monster's most probable course of travel, reaching its lowest point at right angles and some distance from the monster's probable course. Therefore, your bunker preparation for this week, aside from moving, consists of making a nice Zen garden somewhere on your property. Now, in all seriousness, this will most likely have zero effect on an approaching Daikaiju, although it is conceivable that he may discover the tranquil beauty of your garden so calming that he may turn around and go home, filled with enlightenment and a love of all living things. It's conceivable, just not very likely. Despite its near-zero efficacy on Daikaiju, this garden should fill the gardening geek with a sense of peace and calm, and thus ward off possible panic. Panic is responsible for approximately 65% of all Daikaiju-related deaths. Now let's say that for some reason you have found it necessary to leave your safe zone in order to travel to downtown Akihabara, looking for a pink Nintendo DS Lite for your hypothetical fiancé. At the moment you exit the store, you hear Japanese people all around shouting and running about. At this point, you may find it handy to have an understanding of Japanese which is specific to your situation. Luckily for all of us, Jason Rennie of The Sci-Fi Show, found at www.thescifishow.com, and that's Phi with a PH, has contributed a short lesson on Japanese that we may find helpful. Take it away, Jason!
Welcome to Beginner's Japanese for Monster Avoidance. In Japan, if you find yourself in the middle of a monster attack, some basic Japanese will hopefully ensure your survival. The first phrase we'll learn is, where is the monster? And that is, kaiju wa doku desu ka? Kaiju wa doku desu ka? Hopefully whoever you ask will point in the direction of the monster. Should you find yourself in trouble, or on the receiving end of falling rubble from a passing monster, the phrase, tasukete, which means help me, could prove exceptionally useful. The next phrase, if you hear it, and something to listen out for, is, if you're a woman, nigete, and if you're a man, nigelo, both of which mean run. So if you hear that repeated over and over in your direction, it's time to run. Should you find yourself at a phone at the beginning of a Godzilla attack, a useful phrase to know would be Daikaiju ga mashiu kowashitiru kara tashikete, which means, help, a big monster is attacking the city. On a side note, in Japanese, the word kaiju means monster, and if you append the word dai and get daikaiju to the front, you get big monster. And finally, a phrase that hopefully you'll never find useful. Watashi tashi shinu no. Are we going to die? If whoever you ask says, hi, you're in trouble, but that is Japanese for yes. The ideal response is ie, which is no. And finally, a tip on Japanese culture. The Japanese are unfailingly polite people. So, in an effort not to seem out of place, when you're running for your life from daikaiju, it's important to remember, when pushing people out of your way, to be apologetic. And in Japanese, that is sumimasen, which means excuse me or sorry. Another useful phrase for politeness is domo arigato, which means thank you. Hopefully, this Japanese will never be of use to you, but it's worth learning because one day it may save your life.
Feeling blue?
Blue-ish?
With some shade similar to blue?
Then why not try?
Total Podcastrophe.
Doctor recommended?
iPod approved. Meets 100% of your weekly pangolin requirement. May cause nausea, vomiting, hair loss, weight gain, dizziness, insomnia, memory loss, flatulence.
Or memory loss.
Total Podcastrophe. The little podcast that could.
But probably shouldn't have.
TotalPodcastrophe.com.
And we're back. So, as previously stated, you are now clutching a pink Nintendo DS and a copy of Pokemon Mystery Dungeon Blue Rescue Team. For your hypothetical fiancé, when suddenly you are surrounded by Japanese people screaming Nigete and Nigelo, it's time to run, but which way? It is at this point that the calm, peaceful, Zen-inspired geek will survey his surroundings. Determine first, where are the people running from? Chances are good that this is where the monster is coming from, but you may want to ask a passing pedestrian just to make sure. Is the monster on your street? Note, most daikaiju will actually fit in a normal two-lane street, although they may rub up against buildings, causing damage and falling rubble. If the monster is not on your street, GSG recommends that you stay put. Until you are certain that a monster is actually approaching your immediate location, entering the crowd and running about will either get you trampled, cause you to run into a daikaiju coming from the opposite direction for an inevitable showdown, or worst of all, cause you to drop your Nintendo DS Lite. Wait for the crowds to thin, and then follow them in an orderly fashion. If the monster is approaching on your street, now would be a good time to move. Some people will advocate running straight down the street on which your monster is traveling. We call those people Squashed Victim Number 3. Daikaiju, being able to muscle their way through most obstacles, typically travel in a straight line. Also, they move faster than you do. Also, they are either moving toward a nuclear power plant or other monster bait which they are going to destroy, or they're moving towards another approaching Daikaiju. Therefore, it is in your best interests to take a direction that first moves you away from the approaching monster's course, and then moving back in the direction from which it was originally approaching. Therefore, your course will be as follows. Find the nearest cross street. Take a left on it. Go that way for approximately 2 blocks. Take another left, and continue down this direction to safety. However, if the nearest crossed street only goes to the right, feel free to substitute the left turn directions for right turn directions and continue down this direction to safety. It is imperative, however, that you make both turns in the same direction. You do not want to take a left, go 2 blocks, and then turn right, as you will now be traveling in the same direction as the monster towards the inevitable conflict or impending nuclear destruction. You will want to put, ideally, at least a 5-mile distance between yourself and the Daikaiju. Remember this key phrase, strive for 5 to stay alive. But don't stop at 5 miles and turn to gawk at the titanic conflict between struggling giants. Nearly 37% of all Daikaiju-related deaths are caused because people stop to stare and are then caught by a freak heat beam or laser burst. Get home and watch it all on the news while testing that pink Nintendo DS. And that's it for this episode of GSG Geek Survival Guide. For more survival tips, games, references, and other links, check out our show notes linked at the website, which incidentally is gsguide.blogspot.com. Geek Survival Guide should be back on its regular schedule in approximately 1 week when we'll be discussing our next topic, Wolfmen and Wolf Women. If you have any suggestions for survival tips or future topics, or if you'd like to leave feedback regarding this episode, feel free to email your feedback to gsguide@gmail.com or leave a comment on the website. Some of our music is found at music.podshow.com, and you should check that out. Geek Survival Guide is released under a Creative Commons, non-commercial, no derivatives, attribution required license. So tell your friends, tell your enemies, and then make friends with them by giving them a copy of Geek Survival Guide. Because after all, you can always use more friends. Until next time, this is GSG reminding you to keep your head down and your dice handy.